itself was a major hump yard. They had air in the tracks. So when the switchman had shoved the train in, it was ready to go, and they'd go get the caboose, put it on. Once the caboose was on the train, ready to go, they'd hook an air hose to the front of the train, and they'd pump air through the train so the carman could check the brakes. So when you got there, you turned that handle. It was on the ground. You just turned that handle, open the air up, cut your air in very gently so you didn't biggle that train. You'd save the air. You turn the handle and save the air. When you turn this, it would bleed that hose off, so it was really easy to come apart. And then you cut the air in from the engines and cut it back in, and then all they had to do was walk the set, because they'd already checked the air and make sure all the cars didn't have no leaks in them.